You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So today we're talking about natural remedies and therapies for anxiety. And, you know, when anxiety strikes, many people turn to medication. But what if there were alternative ways to find relief? From herbal teas to mindfulness, meditation, nature and holistic practices offer a variety of ways to soothe an anxious mind. But which remedies actually work and which ones are just overhyped trends? Because in the days of social media, we have to be mindful of that as well, right? So could natural therapies be an effective addition to conventional treatment? Pauline Coughlin joins us this morning to answer. Pauline, good morning and welcome back once again to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning, Bongi, and good morning to all our listeners on this beautiful Friday morning.
Beautiful, beautiful Friday morning, right? The sun is shining so beautifully today.
Yes, it is, Bongi. Awesome weather for us here in Gauteng.
Yes, yes, beautiful. So, Pauline, what are some scientifically supported natural remedies for anxiety?
Thanks, Bongi, for your question. I firstly would like to say that by no means am I a doctor to prescribe any remedies or medication this morning, but a lot of research has been done that that suggests some good remedies for anxieties and also just for anxiety. And just to remember also, Bongi, that remedies do not only refer to medication, but it also refers to some practices of which I will also share with you and all our listeners this morning. So the first one that I'd like to speak to is what we call herbal supplements.
Okay.
And I mentioned three very common ones, and the ones that most people know about is chamomile, for example, mm-hmm. which is a herbal supplement, and it's shown to have mild sedative effects, and it also helps with just managing the anxiety levels when it is extremely high.
Right.
And lavender is another one. Lavender is often used in aromatherapy. Okay. Or just as an oral supplement, mm-hmm. and it's also been found to reduce anxiety symptoms. And then another interesting one is what we call L-theanine. It's found in green tea. And can you imagine, green tea doesn't really taste that well, but there's actually some benefits in it. Yes. It's also found that this substance can promote relaxation without causing drowsiness. And that is why it is so effective in dealing with anxiety, because it increases the calming neurotransmitters which we need when we experience high levels of anxiety. Those three are the most common ones, Bongi. And then other remedies include lifestyle changes. So okay. Something like regular exercise, yes. Especially if you think about aerobic exercises such as walking and running. This also helps to reduce the stress hormones, and it also boosts mood-enhancing neurotransmitters.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've spoken quite a bit about mindfulness exercises,
yes.
like deep breathing. This can also help us to reduce anxiety symptoms. And then something that is very important, which we actually spoke about in our previous sessions, is adequate sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because poor sleep is strongly linked to increased anxiety symptoms. And I think we've covered that a little bit
yes.
from before.
Yes.
I mean, diet, very important. Mm-hmm. In our previous session, also we spoke about diet. So if you look at foods like omega-3 fatty acids, because this lowers inflammation and it also supports our brain health, then magnesium-rich foods, it helps to regulate transmitters, the neurotransmitters. And those are found like in leafy greens, like your spinach, nuts,
right.
and also whole grains. And then oftentimes we know that probiotics is also a good way, a good supplement that can be used in anxiety, because gut health influences our mental health. I think from before we've spoken about that, where I explained the connection between the abdomen or your tummy and then also the neurotransmitters, how that works.
Yes, yes, yes.
Another one, another remedy, Bongi, is aromatherapy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like essential oils. So it's found that if you inhale these, it can also help you to relax, and it also reduces stress. Okay? And then acupuncture and also massage therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So acupuncture has been found to reduce anxiety by modulating neurotransmitters. In other words, it brings about the opposite effect of anxiety. And then also massage therapy, it can lower cortisol levels. If you remember, cortisol is the stress hormone. And it also increases our happy hormones, which helps to regulate our mood, serotonin and dopamine. And that is why acupuncture and massage therapy is so important. And then the last one I'd like to mention, Bongi, is just exposure to nature. When you spend time in nature, walking in a forest, for example, or in a park, or where one spends time near water, this has also proven to lower stress and anxiety levels significantly.
Got it. Got it. Beautiful. Now, how effective is meditation in managing chronic anxiety?
So, Bongi, a lot of research has been done around meditation, and it's found that meditation can be very effective for managing chronic anxiety, and quite a few benefits were also linked to it. However, I also just wish to mention that meditation also includes practices like prayer, or if you walk out in nature or you spend some quiet time out in nature, just connecting with nature, that is also forms of meditation. And it's shown that it can help, for example, with overthinking. So it reduces overthinking. In other words, thinking about the same thing over and over again, which causes anxiety.
Yeah.
Also worry will also go with overthinking. And then it also shows that it lowers stress hormones, it lowers cortisol levels, it improves emotional regulation. So in other words, individuals can learn to respond to stress more calmly. It also helps to enhance the neurotransmitters involved when we work with anxiety, when we speak about anxiety, like GABA and also your serotonin levels. It's actually been, research has been done and shown that it increases the production of these transmitters when you meditate. And then it can lower your heart rate and your blood pressure. In other words, we know by now that anxiety triggers a constant fight or flight response. So when we meditate and the practices that I've mentioned, then it puts into action the rest and digest state, which is the opposite of fight and flight. So it puts your body into a calming state of relaxation, deep breathing, and it also can help with reducing just the physiological symptoms of anxiety. And just to reiterate, Bongi, that meditation doesn't replace medication or therapy, but sometimes people do find it very useful, especially in the chronic, when you're suffering with chronic anxiety.
Okay.
But I would also suggest, you know, that it's personal preference. If you find that it works for you, then it could probably be something that helps, especially in the long term, dealing with anxiety.
Right, right. Okay. And then what about food? Are there any particular foods or nutrients that would help to reduce anxiety levels?
Yes, there are quite a few, and I've actually mentioned them from before as well, but I'll just go through it again. And when we look at foods, it's really there to support our brain function. And also, we find that food and nutrients, it helps to balance the neurotransmitters, because by now we know that with anxiety, there's an imbalance, and also the brain doesn't function optimally when we struggle with anxiety. So, for example, just logical thinking comes into compromise.
Sure.
So, once again, foods like magnesium, which helps to relax. So, spinach, pumpkin seeds, almonds, I've mentioned before. Avocado is also one. And then, once again, your omega-3 fatty acids, B vitamins. This supports energy production. Mm-hmm. And also neurotransmitter function. And these foods would include like your whole grains, eggs, also once again, leafy greens and legumes and nuts as well. Mm-hmm. Vitamin D is another interesting one. And vitamin D is linked to mood regulation. So spending time out in the sun or sun exposure is a good thing. Not too much, of course, in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
And then also fatty fish also contains vitamin D.
Okay.
Probiotics, it supports gut health, which is also connected to our mood, as we've discussed before. And you can find these in foods like yogurt, in kimchi, also in sauerkraut.
Mm-hmm.
And then other foods to include are foods like your dark chocolate. Berries also is found very good. Berries are high in antioxidants.
Mm.
And then something like oats, because oats forms part of your complex carbohydrates, which I've explained in our food decision as well. Yes.
Right.
So those are the types of foods that can help to reduce our anxiety levels.
Mm. Now, Pearlene, how can these lifestyle changes help to prevent long-term anxiety disorders?
Bongi, they promote mental resilience, and it also reduces stress triggers.
Okay.
And if we look at it, it really also supports our overall well-being. So to practice stress management techniques, mindfulness, deep breathing, also like I've mentioned before, physical activity, following a healthy diet by now, and I'm really very impressed with the fact that we can speak about foods, because oftentimes we only think that medication plays a role when we deal with mental health challenges like anxiety or depression, but food is so important.
Yeah.
And then also to ensure good quality sleep. So be consistent with the sleep routine. If we can create healthy social connections, that's also another one that's very important. Setting boundaries and managing our time, Bongi. And then in most cases, if we seek professional help or we need to seek professional help, this can also be a very effective way of coping. And we'll find that making lifestyle changes, we not only implementing them, but gradually implementing them and practicing them can build long-term resilience when it comes to anxiety.
You know, as you listed, you know, some of the lifestyle changes we can make and healthy habits. You talked about maintaining healthy social connections, and I would assume that that's one of the difficulties of having an anxiety disorder. How does someone who has, for example, we talked about social anxiety a few days ago, how would someone with social anxiety maintain healthy social connections?
Usually, Bongi, we find that people who struggle with social anxiety, they will find someone whom they can trust.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not only from the side of the person who experiences social anxiety, but also from the person who is on the supporting end.
Right.
So for example, someone like that would find people that they trust. They would make regular connections with those people with ensuring that they don't become too dependent on them, as that may compromise the balance in the relationship.
Beautiful, beautiful. And we did talk about that in our last session. Thank you so much, Praline. I think this has been a comprehensive conversation on some of the natural remedies and treatments that we can try out when we have these for those who are going through anxiety disorder. And thank you so much for your time, and have a wonderful weekend.
Pleasure, Bongi. Always a pleasure to spend time with you. Thank you to you and all our listeners. Have a good weekend too.
Bye-bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.